Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, what's going on, beautiful people? It is the North Shore 9 postgame show. I'm Tyler. With me is my guy, and it's been way too long, Dougie Fresh. What's going on, Dougie?
Hey, I've been following your exploits down there in Florida. You're back from a triumphant spring training tour. You guys were great down there. It was a lot of fun. So I'm excited. I bought tickets to Pirates games today.
Which ones?
May 24th, 5th, and 26th, I'm going to get a Dave Parker bobblehead.
It's May 24th and 6th, you will be in Pittsburgh?
Yes, sir. You got to come on. Let's go. That's Memorial Day weekend.
Baby.
Yeah. Let's get rock up there. And roll.
Everybody in the comments, we're going May 24th, 5th, 6th. I will be there. Right. I will find a way to get there. My guy, Dougie Fresh. As soon as he checks his calendar to be sure.
I'm gonna make sure. I know the 25th is the bobblehead. I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's 24th.
Well, at the very least, the 25th of May, yeah. Dougie Fresh will be there, which means my little happy butt will also be there.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Doug, I'm an hour away. I got to get there.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to give people ample warning so they could either, hide.
Yeah.
It'll get lock their grandmothers up, that sort of thing. And then
exactly.
Whoo.
Hide your moms. Yeah. Tyler and Doug coming to town.
Exactly.
Here we go.
I got one of those emails the other day about cougars in my neighborhood. And I'm like, I'm 60. Like what a cougar for me has got to be like 112. I don't know if that's the way to go.
Oh, good to know the North Shore 9 postgame shows are back. The Pirates did play the other day.
Right.
That did happen. The Pirates played the Orioles. They lost 5-2. A lot happened today. It is spring training. This is our first North Shore 9 postgame show back. Man, Martin Perez started on the mound. The Pirates lost 5-2, as mentioned. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's when we'll be there.
May 24th, 25th, and 26th. Okay.
We gotcha.
We get to see the Braves, so
okay.
I think we get fireworks, and we get a Dave Parker bobblehead, the Cobra.
All right, love that.
Enough to get me off my couch into Pittsburgh. So pretty excited.
Well, Doug, maybe if he looks anything like he did today, the guy who started on the mound will be pitching that day, and that was Martin Perez, who got his debut as a Pirate today in spring training. He looked really good, in my opinion. I'd like to hear your opinions on him, because I feel like the entire time down in Florida, every time a pitcher came up, it got thrown to me, acting like I know anything about anything. I want to throw this one to Doug. Talk to me about Martin Perez. What do you like here?
Well, I mean, it's his first start of spring, and he had no rust, right? He had pinpoint accuracy. He was doing what he does. He was the crafty lefty. He's changing up his speeds and putting the ball where he wants it. And from just about everybody we've seen, Rowanzi is a perfect example. His breaking stuff doesn't look sharp yet. We're encouraged by his velocity. And that's the kind of thing where like, oh, look, somebody's hitting 97. Someone's hitting 95. This guy looked like he was just taking his regular return in the rotation on like June 17th. And given that he hadn't pitched yet, right, we made us a little nervous, a little uncomfortable. I thought he looked terrific. I mean, again, it's his first spring outing. It's what I said to you before the show. The only thing I can be at this point is encouraged or discouraged. And that was encouraging. You know, I'm not ready to you know, put him in the Cy Young race quite yet, but I would love to see a Jose Quintana-esque type season from him or Gonzalez or both, you know? So, it seems that the Pirates are actually finally figuring out that it's good to have a lot of left-handed pitching when you pitch at PNC Park. And so we may have two lefties. You got Parrucki, you got Chapman. I sort of like where the pitching is at right now. Long way to go. A lot has to happen. You know, I hate being that guy and on March 3rd, who's like, oh yeah, this looks great. But yeah, Perez looked good. You know, again, as I said, it's just very encouraging. That's what you want to see in spring. You know, right. We all acknowledge spring training doesn't count. It doesn't matter, but I'd rather be, you know, saying it doesn't count because they're doing so well, as opposed to, right. Oh, he gave up 10 runs. Yeah. Spring training doesn't matter.
Exactly. Jim points out here that the changeup was on and he was locating it really well. Really, that's what I wanted to bring up here was you talked about the results and how we like to point out that whenever things aren't going our way, then at spring training doesn't matter. And if it's a guy that maybe we aren't as enthusiastic on, at spring training doesn't matter. Like, that's a good fallback plan there, but right. There's nothing that really replaces the way you go about it here. And Martin Perez today located so well. Almost every batter, it felt like, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, he was ahead of almost everybody that came up to the plate. He was able to throw the changeup as a first pitch strike into a ridiculous amount of times. The changeup looked excellent. And with Martin Perez, what you're going to see here is it's going to be a cutter. It's going to be a sinker. You're going to see a changeup. Those three are going to be his main pitches. You're not going to see much breaking stuff, I don't think. But when he's able to locate it as well as he was today, that's going to make you an effective major league pitcher. And that's pretty encouraging to me, just the way he looked location-wise today, because the velocity was down, as Jim mentions in the chat, but if you're able to locate like that, it makes you really, really hard to hit. Everybody was off balance. He was able to get the swings and misses with the changeup. He looked really, 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 really sharp today.
Yes, he did. And one of the things I get excited about with him is if he's able to pitch like that, just what a great example. We have a young pitching staff. We have a lot of young guys that we're going to count on. And if he can show them, it's like, look, you just don't have to blow people away, right? You can pitch. You know, you can pitch. And the little interview he did, every time they mentioned playoffs, World Series, I mean, he was excited. You know what I'm saying? It's like he – just the enthusiasm, and you can tell the joy he had from being part of being a winning team. Hopefully he can bring that, you know, here to Pittsburgh with him and get guys focused on – because. I mean, obviously, right, we all want to win. The Pirates want to win. And it's one of those easy fallback things to say, oh, you know, we're here to win. We're competing for a championship. But when you're in your second and third year in the league, you're fighting for your spot. You're fighting for your contract. You're fighting for, you know, winning World Series, probably not in the forefront of your mind, right? You're worried about that first big contract, understandably so. So if this guy and Chapman and some of these other guys that have won, you know, Rowdy Tellez even, who's at least, you know, been in the playoffs, get these guys focused, you know, toward that end. It can only be a benefit. But as you said, most significantly, it's his pitching. We need results. We need good pitching and efficient. He was efficient, which
yeah, he was.
I'm still tired of watching Mitch Keller go 3-2 on every batter.
You know? I mean, really though, that's what it comes back to is that today Martin Perez was really able to get ahead of guys, and he really just like. He took on that mantra of the Ray Miller, throw fast, change speeds, throw strike. Or
what?
Right. Yeah. Oh, man.
What is God? I used to have one of those t-shirts.
And it's on a shirt in my closet.
Yeah, yeah. Change speeds, throw strikes. Work fast, change speeds, throw strikes. Yeah.
Change speeds. It's on a shirt in my closet right now. Right. And I still couldn't remember off the top of my head because I'm always worried about the, like, which one comes first. Work fast, but he was working fast today, which was very enjoyable to watch. That makes it fun for fans, I think, just watching a guy that gets into a rhythm on the mound, that makes it easy to watch.
It does. It's much – right. We had that game a couple of days ago where it was walk, 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 walk. You know, and it's like those are kind of tough.
Good Lord. But throw fast. Good Lord. I got the 2024 pitching mantra and the 1990 mantra in my head at the same time.
You're a 21st century kind of guy, Tyler.
Yes. I guess. But we can move off of Perez. I thought he looked really good. Yeah. You did too. Let's move on to the hitting. Today, not too much hitting going on. Really, the two guys I want to talk about, it's just going to be Cabrian Hayes and Brian Reynolds. To me, both of them at this point look really, really good. We talked a lot down in Bradenton that Doug didn't attend.
Was we talked I invited? A lot about, I didn't know if I was invited.
You're always invited, Doug. But we talked a lot about Cabrian Hayes and how he's looked throughout pretty much every spring since he's come up. And it looks like a new Cabrian Hayes is coming. And personally, I wouldn't feel as comfortable with him going into this year if he didn't finish as he did last year. But the way he's on time right now, the way he's pulling the baseball, he's hitting it where it's pitched. Everything he is doing looks so good at the plate. It's hard to not get excited about Cabrian Hayes, Doug.
You're absolutely right. No, I can't because he finished strong last year. And it's easy, you know, guys do that all the time. You know, he had a great September of 2020. He's had good months here and there, but he really had a pretty decent second half last year. And then he's coming to spring and it looks like he hasn't missed a beat. Right. So it doesn't look, again, it's encouraging, right? You didn't want to see him go 1-for-39 in spring and then say, hey, it's only spring and he'll be back. No, he looks exactly like the guy he did in August, September when he was playing it. And, you know, MVP type level with, you know, when you add in his fielding, if he can do that, if he doesn't have to do that. I mean, again, our mantra is if he's just an average hitter, but now we've had to upgrade that to if he could be a slightly above average hitter, because my God, the glove is fantastic. This looks like, I got to stop. It looks like his breakout season. It does. I can't.
It does.
It looks like, oh man, he's going to be great.
You know what? I'd rather have the cautious optimism over the blind faith. That's where we're at with Cabrian Hayes right now. Last year, it felt like it was kind of not even a blind faith. There were some signs that he was starting to show something and maybe something clicked, and then season started and it didn't go as we planned. And then at sometime during August-ish, July-ish, I don't remember the exact date, but something clicked with him. So as you said, him not being 1-for-39 right now, I'm all aboard the MVP Cabrian Hayes train. Because, let's be – Doug, we're betting men here. Yeah. Is that, is there value there?
Oh, there has to be. Come on. We need someone look – Jim, look that up for us. What?
I mean, let's be honest here, Doug.
Because I'll place the bet today.
But if we were to take those odds and then, maybe July he's hitting, 320 and he's raking and fielding so well, you know what those cash out odds would be?
Oh man, yeah, that's true too. Yeah, he is so special defensively, and we've beaten that horse to death. But you can't not acknowledge that if he starts hitting, right, his profile is going to blow up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because now they're going to start showing these plays he makes. And the only thing he has working against him is that he's so good that none of his plays look spectacular. Right. They just look like a solid fundamental play. You know, when Nolan Arenado is, you know, running across the line and doing that underhand flip across, you know, Cabrian Hayes is down on one knee and just making a simple toss on the same play. Exactly. And so
he's already rounded the baseball and he's making a simple throw.
Yeah, it's amazing. But you're going to, you know, he'll get more appreciation for that. Oh, my God. I'm making that bet today.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take that bet too.
Come on. I mean, that's value. That's what you're looking for is value.
That is too much value there.
Yeah. Someone's going to get fired when we're at the window here later in the year.
Oh, as soon as we log off here, that bet's going to get placed.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other guy in the lineup today I wanted to talk about was Brian Reynolds. He's hitting 200 this spring. I have zero concern with Brian Reynolds. They actually really showed me why I don't have much concern with him. He's so close to being on time with everything. We saw it in his two at-bats today. He just missed them. He didn't hit them hard, but he hit them right back up the middle. Line drives just didn't get them hard enough. Everything about Brian Reynolds, unless you're a very, very, very smart major league hitting coach that can see everything, and you're just watching it on TV like the rest of us, I don't see anything off with him.
No, he's
just as consistent as it comes. I'm not worried about him whatsoever. I think he's going to hit the ground running this year.
Yeah, I do too. He looks, like I said, he looks pretty good right now. Give him another 3 weeks of at bats and, getting to face a pitcher a second or third time, as opposed to, hitting against someone different each time. I think he's going to be locked in come opening day. You don't worry about Brian Reynolds. The biggest thing we want from Brian Reynolds is just consistency. And he is our most consistent hitter, but he does go through some of those little valleys there. If we can just get him, and I guess that's part of the exciting thing about what's going on with this team right now is that we don't need Brian Reynolds to carry the team. Right. And for the past three seasons, he's been sort of our only offensive hope. And now it's like, okay, I think we're going to get more out of Hayes. Sawinski's going to contribute. O'Neill Cruz is, even if O'Neill Cruz is at his floor, he's 30 home runs, 100 RBI. And Henry Davis, I'm encouraged. This is my buzzword for spring so far has been approach. And I've liked the approach of guys like Henry Davis, Tamar Johnson. I'm not expecting, Tamar Johnson to start opening, day at second base. I hope he's in double A. I just don't want him to go to Greensboro where his numbers get skewed. But it's it looks like the team has kind of a good approach right now at the plate. I'm not on the Andy Haynes bandwagon by any means, but maybe what he's been teaching is starting to bear fruit. And because Sawinski's looked pretty good too. I mean, it's not great numbers, but he's squaring up a few balls. No reason to be discouraged, I guess, is all I can say at this point.
Yeah, I have a few guys that I'm a little discouraged by, but I don't want to bring them up today because I'll save them for April. Because once again, I don't want to talk about the negatives during spring training.
Yeah,
but no, I think the positive that we've seen, you mentioned approach there, is that there's a bit of a variation of approach here, where it seems like more guys are starting to find themselves. You see a Cabrian Hayes or a Brian Reynolds jump on an earlier pitch in their at-bat rather than taking a couple and then getting into a deep count. You're seeing like a combination here of we will be patient, but some guys, maybe it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. Right. That part's encouraging to me.
Yeah, it does feel like when they see their pitch, they're letting it rip, as opposed to letting that go by. It's like, wait, if you get your pitch to hit, I don't care if it's the first pitch in the bat or the seventh. Get your good swing on it. So, yeah, and I'd like to mention Triolo. I know we need to wrap this up.
But, no, let's talk about Triolo.
I'm enthused.
Enthused.
I am enthused. I think you're going to like this too, because from what I've seen now, Alex Stump just had an article about why G1 Bay is so exciting because of his speed, and
it was someone else. I don't know who it was. It was Kevin.
But it seems like that was written by someone in the Pirates front office and to explain why Bay is going to be on the opening day roster. But now I'm seeing things. I'm seeing, Triolo's playing shortstop. Obviously, they're playing him everywhere. But they've been running some guys out at center field too. Connor Joe has now played in center field. Oliveras have played at center field. And this sort of gives me hope that Bay may not be at the opening day roster, right? It's because the way we can use some of these other guys. I don't know. That might just be a leap on. I don't want to bury the kid either. He was a rookie last year. He might improve this year. Triolo is just fantastic defensively everywhere he plays. And I'm really looking forward. And it seems like my favorite thing about him is his approach. He's the only guy in Major League Baseball who does not try to hit a home run every time he comes up, you know, he will just slap it over the second baseman's head. So I am enthused about him. I won't be mad if he's the opening day second baseman, but I'm, you know, he could be Josh Harrison. Yeah, he could be one of those guys that play, you know, starts five games a week, but you know, in a different spot every time.
Can I get weird about it? I think it might be Ben Zobrist.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
He played very well everywhere. I don't know that the bat gets to that level. Ben Zobrist had some years where he was unreal at the plate.
Yeah, he was an elite hitter. Yeah.
I don't know that Jerry Triolo gets in that territory, but you never know with him. And I to mention, go back on the Juwan Bey talk there, I really do think that the Pirates are between Peguero and Triolo at this point based on the at-bats that we've seen.
Right.
It feels like it's a two-man battle at this point. Juwan Bey really hasn't gotten much run there. It seems like if he does make this roster on opening day, it'll be one of those super utility roles or a backup outfielder that can play the infield as well.
Well, right. That's why we're seeing Connor Joe getting some run in center field and Oliveira's getting some play in center field. It's like, well, if those guys can play center and along with Sawinski, there doesn't seem much room for anybody else. So who knows? A lot to shake out. One injury can change everything. Yes. So the Pirates record's not great right now. And that's a good point about Zobrist there. He was a
switcher. No, it is. No, I know, but I just want to get weird about it.
You're right. I don't expect Triolo to hit that well. But he does seem to be improving at the plate. And, he's not his 414.
No, he's not going to hit at a level of Ben Zobrist. Like, it's obvious, but maybe I just got caught up on the white, like, utility player.
Right, but and he can play outfield too, so I know he's played some center field in the minors. Could be it's interesting roster construction ahead, so something to look forward to. Today there was, other than Dari Moretta, nothing to worry about too much. Barucci, another thing, Barucci, he came out of nowhere last year. Kind of hard to expect him to do the same thing this year. But he looks like he's there. The king.
I mean, he did give up two balls that were hit like 107 plus, but Barucci got out of it. I did want to touch on the bullpen before we do wrap up here.
Okay.
Barucci did get out of it, and there was an injury that happened that it's in the chat here. Jim mentioned here that Alex Stump from MLB.com mentioned that it was an elbow injury for Dowry Moretta. His last two outings haven't looked good. I think, as much as that is awful for Dowry and Big Bank, the Pirates are in a much better position this year to deal with an injury like that than they have been in previous years. Hopefully it's nothing serious with him, but these last two outings, there was something off with him. The velocity has been down. Hopefully there's enough depth here, which I think there is, to get through that, but it looks like they might be missing him we'll see if he makes opening day. I don't want to speculate.
Yeah. There's no reason to take any guesses, but this bullpen does seem ready to withstand that kind of injury at this point. Right. And shoot, you got some other, I wouldn't mind seeing Ashcraft. I want them to stretch Ashcraft out as a starter, but you can bring him up and let him throw the sixth inning a couple times. And I'd feel very comfortable with that. So the addition of Chapman.
I think they're at a point where there's enough arms that you can get through some injury. You obviously can't afford to lose one of your top guys, but one of those more middle of the road guys, they have a roster that is good enough that you can get through that, I think.
Yeah, I think this bullpen could be really good. It comes down to the same thing, injuries and effectiveness. And, bullpen pitchers are so fickle, right? they'll have an ERA of 0.791 next year and 6 the next. So, I get the feeling our bullpen is going to be a strength, and we're going to need it to be, given the state of our rotation and the fragile fragility right. of it, fragileness. So our first post game show, spring training edition.
Yeah, you know, how'd you get the rust out here?
Yeah, we're a little shaky, but
I've done a few shows in the meantime, but the post game show is a different animal.
Yeah, you guys were great. That was fun following along with you guys. Next year I'll go. If I'm invited, I'll go.
Personal invite right here, my friend Doug. Right.
Okay, no getting out of it.
It's not a long flight for you.
No, gosh, no, nothing.
All right, Doug.
I'm going to be living in Jacksonville next year at this time, so.
Hop around DiNardo.
So I'm just going to, I'm going to climb in DiNardo's carry-on or whatever, so.
All right, baseball is back, baby. It's March 3rd. We're back at it. Everybody's back at it. Spring training's full aboard. Me and Dougie Fresh are back at it. Aside from that, we're going to get out of here.
Yeah. Pirates lose 5-2. I'm getting my losses out of the way during spring training. So.
Exactly. Pirates lose 5-2. We're going to get out of here. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
See you next time.
You all, thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.